Michelle Grattan has been listening to George Brandis from our Parliament House studio. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Ellen.
The level of frustration we were hearing there from the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, in that piece of tape we played to the Attorney-General, clearly not reflected by the Attorney-General, who's taking a very more deliberative approach to this, says don't jump to conclusions. But there are an awful lot of questions here, aren't there?
There are, and I think George Brandis was indicating that he didn't want to make any statements that might later turn out not to be right. He didn't want to jump to any early conclusions. There is a lot of confusion. The question of the gun license is a particular one, obviously, although if this was an illegal gun, I guess that becomes more theoretical, but it does show that a lot of information just hasn't been tracked down at this point. I think, Ellen, one question that might be asked is whether this inquiry actually should have been done by either someone more independent from government or someone different from the two secretaries, because both the secretaries of the Premier's department and the Prime Minister's department are very new in the job. And in one case a matter of a week or so, in the other case a matter of a month or two, and you would think over this period they would be incredibly busy getting feet under the desk, and so maybe having the burden of the inquiry put on their shoulders as well mightn't be the most sensible decision.
Mm. And tax reform, let's move on. The government's postponed the release of its tax white paper until early next year. The white paper will be more significant than the Henry tax review under Labor because it's also considering changes to the GST. Where's the debate heading, do you think?
Well, the government had planned to put out a discussion paper before Christmas, which would really have been an explanation of the tax system and where it was at the moment. And then, of course, there'd be submissions and a lot of work done next year. Clearly, the GST is the big issue. Whether the community is willing to accept a change in the GST, whether the government has the strength, if you like, to take on this fight, given all the other problems it has, and whether the states would ever be part of changing the GST, because they have to agree. And now, of course, we've got another Labor government after the Victorian election. So that is the big issue. There are many issues, and I think it's really too early to say the outcome of that. There have been conflicting signals from the government just in recent times. The Prime Minister was indicating he was up for a discussion, or the Commonwealth was, yet the Treasurer only a few days ago seemed to be indicating that you could only do this if you had plenty of money to provide compensation, and the budget wasn't in a state to do that. So it's a very open question. It'll be one of the huge issues of next year.
Mm. Michelle, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ellen.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.